You have a guest.
We do, and we're changing things up because Seattle now has a mayor-elect, and we're thrilled to be joined by Bruce Harrell in his first live radio interview. Good morning, mayor-elect. I'm staying very formal. What's that?
Thank you. I said, thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, absolutely. We appreciate it. So first of all, congratulations. What do you think the turnout and the results show in terms of what voters are wanting in the city of Seattle?
Well, I think they said they are starving for effective leadership and a narrative change, that they want to see action and the cease of finger pointing at City Hall and the mayor and its council going back and forth. They want to see a unified government taking care of the basics here. Homelessness, encampments, public safety. And so we had a strong unifying message and, quite frankly, a lifetime of doing that in communities. So I think it resonated, and everywhere I'm going, people are just ecstatic.
So what is going to be the first thing that you do when you get into office? What does your first 30 days look like, and what is your first priority?
Well, even before I take office in January, on the 16th of this month, we'll announce our transition team, and you'll see us divided into sectors such as homelessness or public safety and other sectors of our sort of society, and you'll see leaders, a very diverse set of leaders in these disciplines, help me through the transition to get the right team in place. And as I committed, and I'm not like, gee, I don't make commitments and then renege on them. You know, I'm going to bring donuts in. I'm going to bring things. I'm going to deliver what I said I'd deliver. Okay, so I need to establish that right out the gate. And so we're going to publish a plan on our homelessness strategies. We will talk about our method by which we will change the police culture and fund the police department for effective response time. So everything we talked about on the campaign will materialize. But it starts with my leadership team, and so we'll be making some announcements prior to January.
Hey, Chef, hold Mayor-elect Bruce Harrell's receipt right there on what he just said. Mayor-elect, my man, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. Let's talk about the police department. This is a topic that everybody wants to know. What are you going to do with the police department? What decisions are you going to make when it comes to the police chief and all of those things?
That's a fair question and a good question. And I think what I first have to do, G, is I have to have a discussion with Chief Diaz, a discussion that I have not had. And so before I start saying publicly what I'm going to do, I want to talk to some of the command staff, including Chief Diaz, on what my intentions are. And then here in the next couple of weeks, you'll be hear some specifics. But suffice it to say that I ran on an effective police public safety strategy. I ran on a standard of excellence that the city deserves, and we're going to implement that. But I have to be a little vague because I want to have those discussions with the police department first.
Totally understand. You have to be vague and have those discussions. But I do want to ask, what are some things that stand out to you? Are you comfortable answering that? What are some things that stand out to you that you don't like that you are seeing when it comes to the Seattle Police Department?
Well, number one, in defense of the police department, they have to have more funds. And so I have a few meetings with some council members now as they are going through the budget process, because I've heard rumors about some of the decisions they're making. And I need both the mayor's budget and the police department and other critical budgets intact for us to be consistent with the things that this city wants. And my platform sort of demonstrated, at least to this council, what the city wants, which, again, is effective public safety and a very aggressive homelessness outreach strategy. So we're going to have those meetings now. But with respect to the police department, I'm still not seeing the sense of urgency in terms of building community trust. I want them to feel empowered to talk about some of the accountability needs of this city, and also be open about how they're feeling. I'm going to have them break the code of silence. We want to build community trust. And I think that the city will recognize a lot of the pressure they are under, and it has to be a two-way conversation. And so they need to know that they are empowered to have this dialogue with the city. I have to sort of coach it and facilitate it, and that's what I'll do.
One last question on that and follow-up. when I was a kid growing up, I loved having beat cops in a neighborhood. We knew the neighborhood cop. Is there a possibility that you might suggest and or talk about bringing back the beat cops in neighborhoods, the neighborhood police officer?
More than a possibility, G. It will be a reality. And so one thing I talked about is you will need a gun and badge to go to many crimes in progress and a lot of the serious crimes that still occur in society. But we will also want an unarmed police officer, one that it will be around and will be very adept at public safety. These are not, you know, a softer approach. They will be very equipped to make us feel safe. But we will certify this kind of position. We would recruit from a lot of the communities, and we'll have eyes on the ground. And again, this is going to make everyone not only feel safe, but actually be safe. So you're going to see us start building that out as soon as we take office in January.
So we're going to go to some of our listener questions. This is from Bob, who says, will you empower the Seattle Police Department to differentiate between people who are legitimately experiencing homelessness and need help, and then the criminal element whose exploitation of our city has made this topic a top priority for so many reasons?
Well, that's a good question. So first of all, I have to make sure that the officers are able to do that, because one of my criticisms of the police department is that they may see a threat where I don't particularly think a threat exists. An example would be Charlena Lyles. They saw her as a threat, a schizophrenic person with a knife, and I want the officers to see her as someone in need of help. And so first I have to make sure that the officers are capable of doing that, and I have to make sure I have the first responder at the site, which may not be a police officer. But to answer that question directly, certainly our officers will be empowered to make they have to often make, you know, split-second decisions, and certainly they are empowered to do that. It's going to be my job to look at best practices, and when we talk about a reimagined police department, who the first responder should be in crisis situations. And I will be very candid with all of your listeners that I have so many friends who are officers, and I have so many community activists that are activists, and it's been my experience that sometimes officers are somewhat passive aggressive. And by that, I mean, they realize they are demoralized. They don't have the resources to succeed. And sometimes they play into it. Now, this may not be a general practice, but it's been my impression that sometimes, you know, they're working in an environment by which they are not appreciated. So I have to come up with solutions to make sure they feel empowered to the questioner's question. They feel empowered, they have the resources to succeed, and they have the motivation to succeed. So, you know, as you could surmise, I will be the mayor that will be very candid. I'm sure it may get me in some tough situations dealing with the press, but I'm only going to speak truth to power in what I see, and I think that's why I got elected.
Hey, real quick, Bruce, recently on our show yesterday, someone got on our station, and they were talking about how the city of Seattle told their volunteer group to stop helping the homeless. Now, I'm not saying that you know about this topic or anything, but I do want to get where you stand on when it comes to the policy of volunteers maybe cleaning up parks and things like that. Or would you be against any volunteers doing a bunch of work out in the community?
No, it's a short answer, G, but let me hum a few more bars. I need to put structure around that. I do not want residents around syringes. I don't want residents around harmful people or conditions. And so, but I will call upon all hands on deck. So I need to create the situation by which, yes, people can help. I will encourage them to help. I will put structure around it. And quite candidly, that's what I talked about during the campaign trail. We're not using our most important assets, and those would be, number one, the people of this great city and many of the philanthropic dollars in this great city. So we're going to put structure around the G, and yes, all hands will be on deck, but I don't want to put anyone in harm's way.
Another listener question. This is from Rob. He says, you've already been part of the city leadership, so with so few new faces in the mix, why should anyone expect things to actually change? What actionable stuff do you have planned?
Well, you know, I deal with that question for 8 months, and so I'll just put it like this. I will do everything within my power to be a change agent. I'm meeting with council members, and there are some effective council members on the council. When I was on the council for 12 years, my decisions were data-based. I did the research, put in the hard work. My budgets were strong. We funded the police department in unprecedented numbers. I was never attacked on my legislative record for 12 years when I was in office. And I also defended the council because I'm a good coach. I have actually coached. And so what we're going to do is I will meet with the council. Many of them will be up in a couple of years, I will remind you. And I've told people publicly, I'm looking for people to run for city council. Everyone has an opinion, but everyone doesn't run. So I'm saying this loudly. I'm looking for council members to run and put your skin in the game. So we're going to work with the council the best we could. I'm going to bring in a team of leaders. And I would not have run for this position if I thought otherwise. So I have a defeatist attitude in anything that I do.
Okay, one more listener question before I have a personal request. So this is from listener Ashley. What are your plans to work with the city council to pass new policy? Will you have a slow and steady approach or a sweeping radical approach?
Well, I like that question. I really hadn't thought about it in those terms. I'll just say it like this. One thing that I've seen in more effective mayors is that they lead on the major policy changes. The legislation emanates from the seventh floor, and they work with the council, and the council could put their dot a few I's across a few T's, but they don't let the council simply run everything. That will be our style, that I have to make sure that from the executive's office that we are capable and committed to producing great legislation on major issues, we will do that. So I don't know if that's going to be rapid or slow. It'll be, I assume, rapid. We don't do anything slow around my house. And so I look forward to that. And that's not going to be a heavy top-down approach because the process will be collaborative. So not only just the council, but the people, the community, the neighborhoods. So my legislation coming from our floor will be a very collaborative process, but we have a sense of urgency. The city is, as I said, they're starving for action. And so I can't sit around here and let perfection get in the way of effectiveness.
There you go. Okay, Bruce, here is a request from me. One of the first encounters that we had, you said, I'm all about straight talk. One of my biggest complaints about Mayor Durkin is that it was very hard. She has never been on our show. We've been on the air now 2 years. We have the highest rated spoken word show during our time frame. She missed an opportunity despite the many times we invited her to come onto our show. You like straight talk. I'm proposing we do a straight talk with Seattle's mayor, and we do this on a regular basis. What do you think?
Well, thanks for asking me off channel.
Now you know what I go through, Bruce. I go through this all the time with Ursula. She has no filter.
I have been in this business a long time. I live and love Seattle. I want the things that you have expressed. I want straight talk. Can you come on with us regularly?
I actually think that would be fun, and I think the listeners would want that. So,
yes.
The logistics will be worked out,
okay.
But I will commit to that kind of format. And, you know, I got to be candid with you. When I had run for 8 months, and I was born and raised here, there's people that had known me since I was 7, 8 years old out here on my campaign team working with me. And there are a lot of false narratives I had to deal with. You say the wrong thing or you say it in the wrong way. So I see why Mayor Durkin, you know, sometimes she avoided the press because we are scrutinized now with social media. Things are taking out of context. But, yes, straight talk with G and Ursula.
Yes.
I'm in.
Mayor.
I'm in.
Well, how about this, Bruce? This is your first topic. Let's just do a pretend, right? Let's just pretend straight talk. This is what needs to do. This is very important.
You're scaring me.
Good.
Yeah, and now you see what I deal with on a daily basis.
Now you see what Ursula deals with. All right, here you go, Bruce. This is important. The entire city is listening. What does the UW Huskies have to do to win on Saturday against those Oregon Ducks?
Well, they have to be more creative on offense. Play to win. I do not want to see a quarterback sneak. Please. Okay, that's the first thing. So much, and I want to see them strip the ball on defense more. They're just form tackling. The second person tackling has to rip out the ball. We need more turnovers. So we, you know, I adore Coach Lake and what we're doing. I want to see more creativity on offense. I want to see them gamble a little more, and I want to see the defense cause more fumbles and come out there from the first whistle to the last whistle, putting it all on the field. That's what it's going to take.
That's what I want. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Bruce. I want you to come out there, and when you become mayor in January, from the first whistle to the last whistle, leave it all out on the field, Bruce.
I'm with you, G. This is straight talk.
And we have officially lost our minds.
Have a great weekend,
sir. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you for joining us.